Unemployment among young people has reached record levels, with one in five out of work. At the same time, ministers have scrapped the education maintenance allowance paid to poorer students and, of course, paved the way for much higher university fees. So are the young paying an unfair price in our national effort to cut spending? In the second of our series, bringing ministers face to face with those affected by the cuts, our chief political correspondent Norman Smith took the university's minister, David Willetts, to a sixth form college in East London.
It's break time at Brookhouse Sixth Form College in Hackney. This college serves one of the most deprived parts of the country and has an impressive record in boosting the aspirations and qualifications of those who come here. And yet these youngsters are now at the sharp end of the debate about the so-called lost generation.
My name is Christopher Yavor, I'm 18. I study AS, biology, chemistry, psychology and maths because I want to study medicine in university, meaning I have to pay £9,000 tuition fees.
My name is Olu Aribo and I'm studying A2 Media, Health and Social Care here at B6. My concern is the rise in the tuition fee because I'm going to be going to uni in September. The NHS are going to be sponsoring me, but I'm just scared for my siblings because I've got five siblings and they actually want to do different courses.
Christabel and Olu are most upset about the university fees their generation now faces and want to know why Mr. Willetts thinks them affordable.
You won't be paying. We'll be providing that money to you if you want to go to university. You'd only pay back after you've graduated, because it would be completely wrong if you or your family had to reach into their back pockets to pay for you to go to education.
But isn't that a bit unfair? Because when I think about it, I'm going to go uni 7 years, seven times 9,000, £63,000 back.
Well, I don't think it would end up as much as that, because there is special support for people who want to do subjects like medicine. But if you do pay back, the amount you pay back per month would be less than it is at the moment.
You've heard what David Willetts has said. Would that in any way satisfy you that you're not going to be hit as hard as you fear you're going to be hit, or are you still potentially deterred?
It's not good, but it's not that bad, because when I think about what he just said about the way I'll pay it back, I feel more confident about it.
Christopher may think she may be OK. We have to speak for other people as well. Maybe what is OK for me is not OK for other person, so we have to think about other children as well.
Both girls also resent the scrapping of the education maintenance allowance, which 70% of the students here receive.
For me, as a father with five children who will...
Abdul Haq Bismullah, a parent here, believes axing EMA is evidence of a wider withdrawal of financial support from the younger generation. Mr. Willetts insists the allowance was poorly targeted.
We do know that we've got to replace it with something that is a fair deal for the people who need the help the most.
But, Minister, it's already been tested. Surely, as a government, you would have thought first, say, what is going to be replaced with?
Well, when you say it's been tested, it goes to almost half of the young people who are staying on at school or college. And the aim is to target it on the young people that need the help the most.
I think you're doing disservice to young people in our society.
As for Christabel and Olu, they don't feel sorry for themselves, but when I suggest in terms of jobs, pensions, housing, living costs, their generation will have a tougher time, they don't disagree.
I think people before us had much easier life than we will have, the generation after we'll have.
When you watch the news in the evening, you see unemployment rising higher and stuff, and that's really going to affect a lot of teenagers out there.
So are we on the cusp of a lost generation?
I think there is a deep question about the obligation we have to the younger generation. And you can paint a picture in which the younger generation do have a raw deal. But it's one of the absolute fundamental obligations of this coalition government to ensure that young people do have a fair deal. So it's not inevitable, it's a matter of the decisions we take.
And yet it's hard not to conclude that the next generation faces a daunting future because of the cuts and debts incurred by their parents.
Norman Smith reporting there.